The Democratic presidential challenger said the Bush administration was warned of the weapons cache and that it should have been safeguarded. The explosives were housed in a former Iraqi military installation. The International Atomic Energy Agency says nearly 400 tons of them are now missing. Kerry seized on the report to bash George W. Bush's performance in Iraq.
Once again, this president has failed to fulfill the responsibilities of commander-in-chief. We need a commander-in-chief who knows how to make America safe.
The IAEA says the missing weapons are the type that could be used in car bomb attacks. Kerry says they could now be in the hands of terrorists.
Don Rumsfeld, you remember, Secretary of Defense, stood up when the looting was taking place? And what was his reaction? Well, looting happens. Remember that? Well, the consequences of that looting are now that that 380 tons was not protected. America is less safe, and our troops are less safe.
The White House is downplaying the missing explosives. A spokesman says thousands of other weapons have been destroyed. The disappearance of the weapons is being investigated. Kerry campaigns again this morning at UW Green Bay. President Bush is campaigning in the western part of the state. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.